This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We need to hear this, apparently. What are we listening to? Because I'm told that this is a surprise of sorts from Cubs camp.
Craig Counsell was asked about his media obligations this season.
Are you talking about the Chicago Weekly show? Is that your station?
I don't know. No. Odyssey owns
it. Don't you do a radio show? I do a radio show, yeah. We're going to do that show this year, yes. I enjoy having fun with those guys. And then I've gotten to know the Spiegel guy, who I know is a huge Cubs fan, a huge baseball fan.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
You're supposed to know that.
Matt. Sorry. Is that offensive?
Do you know his partner, his new partner that replaced?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
That was great. That was great. The Spiegel guy.
Matt. Is that offensive? No, it's not offensive.
Why was everything so difficult for them when they were all going around in a circle trying to figure out what was happening?
And
Bruce basically disowned us? Just said that's an Odyssey station?
He just said he doesn't own the station.
Is that your station?
I don't own it, no. Odyssey owns it.
Don't you?
Yeah, right.
I'm on that station, but I don't own that.
He does not want to represent the score. That's what I heard.
And it's not my show. But I'm on that show.
You guys are doing that score thing on me, aren't you?
When's the first Craig Counsell?
We're going to do that show.
I kind of want Bruce as the Spiegel guy. I want that as like a ringtone.
Oh, you know what I mean? That is awesome.
Oh, is that beautiful?
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy. Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
That one surprised me, Max.
That's a good job.
I like it. He's getting to know, like, 1 year, starting to feel it a little bit.
Do you know his partner, his new partner that replaced?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
What are we doing here?
You should know his name. You have to ask Billy Russo what his name is?
Sorry, is that offensive?
What are we doing here?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes is the guy that Craig Counsell met at the Cubs convention. He had a great time. Told us this was fun. And we will look forward to talking to Craig Counsell during the course of the year. That was yesterday at Cubs camp when Craig was made aware that he, yes, will indeed again be doing the radio show with that Spiegel guy.
I think that anytime it sounds like Craig Counsell is not having fun during an interview with you guys, you need to bring that back and remind him about how much fun he likes to have with those guys on the afternoon show.
He does like to have fun.
I know he does. He really brought it out in him last year. It was fun to listen to him, and I look forward to this year.
Every once in a while,
That's why I'm saying sometimes you got to remind him that this is fun. fun, and it's not something that you're just doing because you're getting paid to do it. Oh, my goodness.
That is fascinating.
Intergalactic.
Oh, wow. It was intergalactic. We were the Beastie Boys.
I became
there.
The Beastie Boys for a second.
That was super cool.
That was so Bueller.
Did everybody hear that?
Oh, my God.
That's. I felt like I was at Bueller's wedding.
Bro, that was Bueller.
Domo Ari. Damn it.
Yeah, I know. No, I had it there, man. Intergalactic. Is exactly right.
Right? Did I pull that right?
Yeah, you nailed that.
God, man.
That was perfect. Can we do that intentionally?
We're the Beastie Boys. I'm Mike D.
That was wonderful.
That was
a great
what
experience.
Happened?
What a treat that was. And with an engineer in the room to hear it live.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
if we would have tried to explain that after the fact, Grody just sounded like a robot for 2 seconds, they would never believe it.
I said, okay, you guys do the show high, right?
Hey, by the way, time to have that guy that's board hopping take a drug test tomorrow.
I'm so glad the engineers were here because then we didn't have to explain it to them.
Incredible.
So it was like this robot sound. You know that song the Beastie Boys
do? Intergalactic. Right. It would be like this explanation. Hey, you guys ever hear...
Now they're all in here. Now they want to hear it for themselves.
I feel protected right now.
The best part
I
about
feel
that
so
happening
good
when
with
it
you guys
is
here.
Because the engineers were here and we didn't have to explain it.
That's what I'm saying.
This is so great. I feel more secure than I ever have with these guys. Anything can happen right now and nothing bad will happen to us.
It would have gone like this. Like, hey, do you guys remember when robot Brad Biggs was on the morning show? And they're like,
Morning boys.
Yeah.
Morning boys, what's going on?
Morning boys.
Yeah, that was happening, but it was happening live to us.
You are the man with the story, Brad Biggs.
What have ye today?
What have you? How will ye handle the combine?
My goodness. Well, until that comes back, we'll just hang around and wait.
That was awesome.
Hey,
man.
By the way, engineers, if you can make that happen on purpose for us, that'd be really cool.
These are tough times, man. Not a lot of sports going on, so if we can get a little more intergalactic sound.
If we can do a Daft Punk song right here. There's a spot, by the way, that's using Daft Punk is playing in my house by LCD Sound System, and every time I hear it, I just want to get up and dance. Should I just do that next time?
I mean, to all their songs.
My goodness, for God's sakes. He's Mark Grody. I'm Matt Spiegel. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show, and we are not robots. No. Not right now.
We might be.
Anyway, so this happened today. Two NFL-related news items that seem to be in touch with each other. The NFL salary cap has gone up for 2025, and it is going up to a large, large amount. Last year, it was $255.4 million, and that was a rise of $31 million from 2023 to 2024. And what's happening now is it's going from 255 to right around 280, somewhere between 277.5 and 281.5. So that means it's going up another 25 here. And this increase means that the salary cap will have increased by at least $53 million over the last 2 years. And a couple things about this. Number one is I learned a new term today because the memo announcing this rise of the salary cap said this: the large jump is due to the fact that the 2024 player cost and salary cap amount was reduced by $10 million per club due to a $9 million smoothing adjustment and an incremental $1 million being added to performance-based pay. So Mark Grody, let me say that I would like a smoothing adjustment.
Who wouldn't want a smoothing adjustment or a smoothie? I mean, like,
either way,
adjust away.
I didn't know.
And make it smooth.
I'd never heard that phrase, smoothing adjustment.
I'm still waiting for you to tell me more about it. I didn't even look it up from the just so you could explain it to me, Spiegel.
A smoothing adjustment is a statistical technique that smooths out data to help identify patterns and trends. It can be used in data analysis, image processing, and forecasting. So in statistics, smoothing reduces short-term volatility in data. So, I mean, what we're having here is a league that's doing so well, a sport that's doing so well, that each team is being given an extra $9 million just as basically a rounding error, just covering their ass for a smoothing adjustment. We're not sure about this. Let's just smooth it out, shall we? Here's an extra $9 million. $8.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just to give you a grasp for what we're dealing with.
Right. Here. It's almost like a bonus. Things are going very well, folks. You're all getting, we're all in this together. You're going to get a bonus out of this. And with Intergalactic, we are back once again.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Oh, no, you have it as Death well. Is it for everyone? It's for everyone.
It's for everyone. Robots
Domo
are for
arigato,
everyone.
Mr. Roboto Domo.
We asked for it, and we got it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roboto, for helping me when I needed it.
We're professionals, though, so we can...
It's
there we
gone
go.
Now.
I think Robbie turned it off.
Boy, that was great. That was really exciting.
Thanks.
We asked for it. We got it. We were ready. I'm going to say high fives all around.
Good job, guys. Nice work, Tanny. That's why he's the overlord. Somebody take back that Baird piece as soon as they can.
Oh,
look what he let
God.
Happen.
As soon as it came, we're all like, this is our chance.
Like, Shane was like, oh, I'm doing the stick song. I'm doing it, man. It's
I'm
time.
Like, I'm going for Robot Biggs. I'm going right for it.
Right. And I stuck with Intergalactic. I am the least creative.
Oh, God, that was...
How bad would it be if that robot voice was not making it through the compressor or through the Twitch stream? Or through...
I had that yeah. thought. I want, like, I'm scared to look at the Twitch chat right now and see like, what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Look
and
at the text line.
Just happening internally, and we're like...
Let's do underwater now.
What are
Can
these
you guys do underwater
doing?
Sound now?
Yeah. Oh, That's my God.
That is unbelievable.
We asked the engineers if they could add a vocoder to your microphone settings. Like, how sweet would that
do
be?
You believe in love, I believe. Baby, baby, baby.
Yeah. In the city of LA.
Oh, there it is. Is it back?
Right, for a in second. The city. Yes. The city of Compton.
City of Compton.
Keep it rocking. Keep it rocking.
It really is
a
happening.
Ball.
It's happening
all
right,
Robbie,
there.
That's enough.
People
Stop
of
it.
Gotham. People of Gotham.
And that's gone now.
Damn it. Now I'm just an idiot doing a bad thing.
Be ready. You got to be ready when it comes.
To be clear, listeners, this is not an artistic choice of ours. We're not doing this on purpose.
No, we
it's
don't think this
is
cool.
Up and then we take advantage of it when it happens.
Yeah. We're making do with what the situation is.
Oh, my God. That was incredible. So anyway,
worst teeth pain.
The smoothing adjustment of $9 million.
Smooth.
But my, I want to bring up the salary cap jump because here's the thing. And I was talking to an agent who told me this. It's like, don't let the salary cap fool you. Don't let fears of the salary cap fool you. And don't let this idea of like, look how much cap space they have get you too carried away. In the NFL, because of the way you construct your deals with signing bonuses and extending things out and living above the cap like the New Orleans Saints do every freaking year and then find some magical way to get it under. If you want to keep somebody, you can keep somebody.
Yeah.
If you want to sign somebody, you can sign somebody. It's much more about fit and going after somebody and winning their attention, and for the player, about where they want to go. It's much more about that than any sort of cap number would actually dictate.
Which could work against the Bears in certain instances, and specifically I would point to Trey Smith, who it does not look like will get the franchise tag nor transition tag from Kansas City, which means he would be available. But like I've just had this gut feeling that Kansas City will bring him back, and that may help them in that regard. The Bears right now, this per our friend Jason Leisure, regular guest here on the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I love his questions.
He loves
yours.
Very entertaining.
No, that's what you said.
Yeah,
you didn't say you loved him. You said they were entertaining.
He is very entertaining
okay.
With the questions that he asks, and he's very good with the questions that he asks, too. But he does report the Bears now will have at least $67 million in salary cap space when free agency opens next week. So that is, I think, sixth highest in the league right now. The Patriots, for example, at $126 million, though.
Yeah.
So they can do some real damage, but the Bears are, just to make it easy, they are a top 10 team when it comes to cap space going into this offseason.
I don't think that it is any coincidence whatsoever that on the same day that this news breaks, the Bears send a letter to season ticket holders attributing a 10% season ticket increase for 2025 ticket packages to a few different reasons that we'll get into. And the reasons that Kevin Warren mentions in the letter are kind of silly. And
smoothing. He's smoothing is what he's doing.
It feels like their version of a smoothing adjustment.
Yeah.
Hey, we just got smoothed. We're going to smooth it right back at you guys.
Smooth it up.
Let's all smooth it up.
Will you read from the letter?
What have ye?
Will ye read?
Here I go.
What have ye?
We are making clear, intentional, and strategic decisions to ensure our 2025 season meets the expectations of both our organization and our fans, Kevin Warren said in the letter. Our focus will remain the same. We must perform well on the football field, continue to build a world-class business operation, and break ground on a transformative stadium. He also noted a key step in our future football success is the hiring of Ben Johnson as the head coach of the Chicago Bears. We are confident this decision will positively impact this franchise for many years. Okay, all of that sounds fine. You ready for this, Mark?
I'm ready.
All right. The increase in season tickets is due to, quote, market dynamics.
Market dynamics, yes.
Comma. Industry trends, comma.
Bears.
And a strong home schedule. Period. You, end quote.
You will be entertained by this home schedule we have put in front of you.
The strong home schedule, what does that have to do with the desire and the need to raise ticket prices?
Well, because they think that, hey, we're putting together a product at Soldier Field. Wow, wait till you see the teams that come through Soldier Field. You're going to get Detroit Lions. You're going to get the Green Bay Packers.
They're not putting that home schedule together.
You're going to get the Minnesota Vikings.
Guess who's on the schedule? Yeah. Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota.
Yeah.
We know that.
Hey, that's pretty entertaining
But then Dallas and New York. So you've got big market teams in Dallas and New York. That shouldn't affect what you're able to charge.
No.
The NFC South opponent, New Orleans, and the AFC North teams, Pittsburgh and Cleveland. If you're bringing me the Browns, that should mitigate you bringing me the Cowboys.
I got to tell you, I mean, I understand that this happens. It feels like we talk about this every year with every team. Oh, they did it again. They went and raised the prices. And I get it.
Of course they did.
And I get it to some.
Because they can.
I do. I understand it to some degree. It's really tough for me to stomach it, though, when you have had two 10-game losing streaks in the last 3 years. You're coming off a 10-game losing streak year where you had five wins. I'm not sure what the answer is, because business is business, and everybody's trying to make a profit out there, and this is what teams do. The Bears are not the only team that does this, but boy, is that a distasteful look to coming off the season and then raising the price. Like, there could have been a better way. I mean, the Bears are not poor by any means. So
this could have been one of those years where they announced proudly, we're going to remain flat.
This was not the year that they should have done it. Like I said, I'm a little conflicted because I get it. I understand it. Business is business.
Well, business
is
business.
But not coming off this year. Not coming off this year.
Mark, the idea that they're saying industry trends and market dynamics and a strong home schedule, that all sounds like gobbledygook. What they're basically saying is, we can raise prices, so we're going to raise prices.
Because you love us. That's what they're saying, because love us, and we know it.
We have you right where we want
you. Right where we want you. And we have Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. You're going to come.
They're not wrong.
You're going to pay. That's what I'm saying. Business is business. Like, I get it. I get it. It all makes sense, except for the fact you just lost 10 straight games, and you fired your coach in season, and you had the wrong offensive coordinator, and the defense fell apart towards the end of the season.
Let me ask you this.
Who got their money's worth this year at Soldier Field? Zippo.
Lovely gesture number one would, of course, be to not raise prices and proudly say, we're going to remain flat on our ticket prices because of what you have endured. Lovely gesture number two. What about a little bit of transparency? What if they said a version of this? You ready? There is no salary cap for coaches, but we have decided to spend above and beyond what NFL head coaches often get, especially first-time NFL coaches, because we believe that you deserve the best. So just know that we are raising ticket prices because we are paying a coach what we are paying.
Okay, yeah, that would soften it a little bit.
I mean, some version of that. They would say it better than we did.
Of course. Now, I see what you're getting at, though. Justify the money, right? Justify. Why should this happen for you?
We are showing you how much we care by paying for a tremendous head coach and a coaching staff and still paying off another coach because we've decided aggressively to move on from that coach. Like, is there a way that they could speak those truths in a transparent but eloquent way to make you, the season ticket holder, be like, you know what? It's kind of awesome that they're saying that, because I appreciate that they sent a coach packing in the middle of the season for a first time.
Yes.
I appreciate that they went above and beyond with a big-time elevated process, and they're paying a first-time head coach what the market value is above and beyond to make sure that he didn't go to Tom Brady and the Raiders. Thank you, Bears. I get it. Happy to pay the 10% increase on my season tickets.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear that. I guess they can do it with actions now going forward. If they're not going to, you know, be transparent in the way they write about it. Okay. Let's see you take that $67 million in cap space and really make us forget about that. Make the season ticket holders out there be like, oh, this is worth it. This is going to be great. I really am curious, too, as to how, because they're the ones that are feeling it. We could sit here and talk about it. Do season ticket holders, how do they feel about this when they see it? Obviously, they can afford to have season tickets, but did they look at it as, yeah, this is just the way it works, or what the hell is going on? We didn't get our money's worth last year, and now you are raising those ticket prices.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
They're capitalizing on hype, right? Like, even if you are on the borderline of being able to afford a 10% jump, you're capitalizing on a new coach, new coaching staff, and the most positive reinforcement behind the Bears nationally that there's ever been.
So go ahead and say that. Go ahead and find a way to actually say that in your statement.
Yes.
We're having a good offseason. Maybe you've noticed we hired the best coaching candidate available. We're super excited. And by the way, we are paying what you must pay to get that coach. And he has no limits on his coaching staff in terms of salary. With that in mind, we also unfortunately have to mention a raise in ticket prices. But we're all in this together. Look at us investing together in the future of this organization.
You have the quote already from George saying, I told Ryan, go spend what you need, or money's no object.
Right, you could do that.
Just say it.
Is that market dynamics? Are we giving voice to market dynamics and industry trends?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe so.
Maybe. But what I don't want them to do is come out and say that they have all these analytical databases that told them it was 10%. No, you just chose 10%.
Yeah.
If you're actually doing things differently as an organization, if the Ben Johnson hiring truly was the start of the Bears being a different franchise, of Kevin Warren being a difference maker in the Bears front office, which is what we thought he was here to do, and he has begun to do it. If this is a new way of doing business for the Bears, then I'm okay with it. Then I'm all right. So it really does come down, I understand we're talking about it in this moment, but if they do have a winning offseason, which I know people hate hearing, and it feels legitimate, then the game changes a little bit. But let's see if they are really in this new direction or not.
It is Spiegel and Holmes. It is Spiegs and Mark Grody on the score. The question is this. If you are ready for the automated balls and strikes system, which is making its debut in spring training tomorrow, if you're ready for that, are you okay if it costs you something as you watch games on television? We'll explain, we'll expound, and we'll talk about another big picture issue regarding MLB as well here on the score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.